Good morning and welcome. Today's service will proceed unannounced and with little commentary. You are invited to follow along in your program and to read the lines that are in bold. Those are your lines. Please take a moment to ensure that your cell phones are silent. 6 tenebrae candles will be extinguished during the liturgy, each accompanied by a moment of silence to reflect on the light and love God gives our lives and to lament human sin, which separates us from oneness with God. This is a time to recall Jesus and all human life we have loved, to lament unjust loss, and to wonder and marvel at the enduring power of love. The story of Jesus' passion and death, at the heart of the Christian faith, teaches us that the world is too dangerous and too beautiful for anything but love. May our hearts be opened in this time, so set on fire, that God's love in us might be kindled. At the end of the service, you are invited to depart in silence. I invite you to stand and to join with me in our call to worship. We have gathered here today to remember and give thanks for Jesus Christ, the one who knew human joy and sorrow, yet also the one in whom we discover God. We give thanks for his life, how he healed, forgave, and brought hope. But we also gather to remember his death, to remember how those in power, feeling threatened by him, conspired to kill him, how he was betrayed, denied, and abandoned by his friends. Yet in his death, he bore the sin, grief, and suffering of the world. We give thanks for Jesus Christ. He lived for us, and he died for us. That is why we gather to worship today. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Loving God, we know this is a holy day because it is the day your Son, Jesus, died on a cross. We have come here silently, in reverence. It is important for us to remember, important for us to gather God, important to us to say that we were here, that we stood present and did not turn away, that we stood as witnesses, that we do not turn away from suffering. This is a day and a story that is hard to approach because brokenness and death are hard to accept in our lives and our world. Give us strength to be here with you today, O God, so we might come to know that as you were with Jesus then, so you are with us still in our brokenness and the brokenness in the world. Amen. They went out to the Mount of Olives. Then Jesus said to them,
"You will all fall away because of me this night, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I am raised up, I will go ahead of you to Galilee."
Peter said to him,
"Even if all fall away because of you, I will never fall away."
Jesus said to him,
"Truly, I tell you, this very night, before the cock crows, you will deny me 3 times.
Peter said to him,
"Even though I must die with you, I will not deny you."
And so said all the disciples. Then Jesus went with them to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples,
"Sit here while I go over there and pray."
He took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and began to be grieved and agitated. Then he said to them,
"My soul is deeply grieved, even to death. Remain here and stay awake with me."
And going a little farther, he threw himself on the ground and prayed,
"My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Yet not what I want, but what you want."
Then he came to the disciples and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter,
"So, could you not stay awake with me 1 hour? Stay awake and pray that you may not come into the time of trial. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak."
Again, he went away for the second time and prayed,
"My Father, if this cannot pass unless I drink it, your will be done."
Then he came to the disciples and said to them,
"Are you still sleeping and taking your rest? Now the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Get up, let us be going. Look, my betrayer is at hand."
Judas, one of the 12, arrived. With him was a large crowd with swords and clubs. Now the betrayer had given them a sign, saying,
"The one I will kiss is the man. Arrest him."
At once he came up to Jesus and said,
"Greetings, Rabbi,"
and kissed him. Jesus said to him,
"Friend, do what you are here to do."
Then they came and laid hands on Jesus and arrested him. Then all the disciples deserted him and fled.
Thank you.
But Peter was following him at a distance, as far as the courtyard of the high priest. And going inside, he sat with the guards in order to see how this would end. Now, Peter was sitting outside in the courtyard. A female servant came up to him and said,
"You also were with Jesus the Galilean."
But he denied it before all of them, saying,
"I do not know what you are talking about."
When he went out to the porch, another female servant saw him, and she said to the bystanders,
"This man was with Jesus the Nazarene."
"I do not know the man."
After a little while, the bystanders came up and said to Peter, "Certainly you are also one of them, for your accent betrays you." Then he began to curse and swore an oath,
"I do not know the man."
At that moment, the cock crowed. Then Peter remembered what Jesus had said, "Before the cock crows, you will deny me three times." And he went out and wept bitterly.
Oh.
When morning came, all the authorities and rulers of the people conferred together against Jesus in order to bring about his death. They bound him, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate, the governor. Now, at the festival, the governor was accustomed to release a prisoner for the crowd, anyone whom they wanted. At that time, they had a notorious prisoner called Jesus Barabbas. So after they had gathered, Pilate said to them,
"Whom do you want me to release for you? Jesus Barabbas, or Jesus who is called the Messiah?"
While he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent word to him,
"Have nothing to do with that innocent man, for today I have suffered a great deal because of a dream about him."
Now the authorities and rulers persuaded the crowds to ask for Barabbas and to have Jesus killed. The governor again said to them,
"Which of these two do you want me to release for you?"
And they said, "Barabbas." Pilate said to them,
"Then what should I do with Jesus, who is called the Messiah?"
All of them said, "Let him be crucified." Then he asked,
"Why? What evil has he done?"
But they shouted all the more, "Let him be crucified." So when Pilate saw that he could do nothing, but rather that a riot was beginning, he took some water and washed his hands before the crowds, saying,
"I am innocent of this man's blood. See to it yourselves."
Then the people as a whole answered, "His blood be on us and on our children." So he released Barabbas for them. And after flogging Jesus, he handed him over to be crucified.
Thank you.
Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the governor's headquarters, and they gathered the whole cohort around him. They stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him, and after twisting some thorns into a crown, they put it on his head. They put a reed in his right hand and knelt before him and mocked him. They spat on him and took the reed and struck him on the head. After mocking him, they stripped him of the robe and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him away to crucify him. As they went out, they came upon a man from Cyrene named Simon. They compelled this man to carry his cross. And when they came to a place called Golgotha, which means place of a skull, they offered him wine to drink mixed with gall. But when he tasted it, he would not drink it. And when they had crucified him, they divided his clothes among them by casting lots. Then they sat down there and kept watch over him. Then two rebels who were crucified with him, one on his right and one on his left, those who passed by derided him, shaking their heads and saying, "You who would destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross." The rebels who were crucified with him also taunted him in the same way. From noon on, darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. And about 3 o'clock, Jesus cried with a loud voice,
"Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani?"
That is, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of the bystanders heard it, they said, "This man is calling for Elijah." At once they ran and got a sponge, filled it with sour wine, put it on a stick, and gave it to him to drink. But the others said, "Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to save him." Then Jesus cried again, and with a loud voice, and breathed his last. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook, and the rocks were split. The tombs also were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. After his resurrection, they came out of the tombs and entered the holy city and appeared to many. Now when the centurion and those with him who were keeping watch over Jesus saw the earthquake and what took place, they were terrified and said,
"Truly, this man was God's son."
Many women were also there, looking on from a distance. They had followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering to him. Among them were Mary Magdalene, and Mary, the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of the sons of Zebedee.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Even on these days, we can express our heart's longing in prayer. And so we pray to our God of love and hope. Loving God, you are the creator and ruler of the universe, and yet you chose to appear in Jesus and to suffer and die on the cross. In Christ, you experienced the sorrow and pain of living a human life here on earth. When we experience all the hardships of life, you are with us. When we grieve at the injustices, you cry with us. When we lose courage in the presence of hopelessness, you despair with us. Remind us that you are indeed with us, even in the nighttime of our fear. O Christ, we mourn with you as we witness you being crucified even to this day. We see you sacrificed on the high altar of mighty prophet. We see you hanging on a tree of racism. We witness you sleeping on the concrete pavement in a city of affluence. We see you wounded and dying in war-torn countries. Instill in us a sense of hope and enough courage to act with compassion. O Holy Spirit, comfort our hearts as they mourn for the world that is not what we would like it to be. Nourish those who are hungry for food, for love, for justice. May your indomitable spirit fill our hearts, our bodies, our souls. By our living, may we proclaim with confidence that you are alive and well in the universe. Trusting in your goodness, God, and your unfailing love for all of us, we pray in Jesus' name together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Please join with me in an affirmation of faith. Because his witness to love was threatening, those exercising power sought to silence Jesus. He suffered abandonment and betrayal, state-sanctioned torture and execution. He was crucified. But death was not the last word. God raised Jesus from death, turning sorrow into joy, despair into hope. We sing of Jesus raised from the dead. We sing hallelujah. By becoming flesh in Jesus, God makes all things new. In Jesus' life, teaching, and self-offering, God empowers us to live in love. In Jesus' crucifixion, God bears the sin, the grief, and the suffering of the world.